Hey, I've been following Solana's recent governance proposals. And honestly, what stands out to me is how much they're trying to make SOL's token economics feel more sustainable as the network matures.
Exactly. The core idea is that Solana can't just lean on high throughput, low fees, and ecosystem growth anymore. Its monetary policy needs to evolve so it can support long-term token value, validator incentives, and network security.
Right, and that really comes down to how new SOL is created, distributed, and sometimes removed from circulation.
That's the key. If inflation stays too high, it can pressure validator returns and make holding SOL less appealing over time.
But if disinflation happens too fast, validator rewards can drop sharply, which could hurt participation, decentralization, and security.
So the proposals are aiming for a middle path. Reduce supply growth in a controlled way and tie that reduction to actual network usage.
One of the big pieces here is fee burns.
Under that model, a portion of transaction fees is permanently removed from circulation.
And the cooler part is that the more active Solana becomes, the more fees are generated and the larger the potential burn can be.
That creates a direct link between real usage and token supply.
Instead of relying only on a fixed issuance schedule, the network's monetary policy would respond to demand. Higher activity increases supply reduction, while lower activity naturally reduces the burn effect.
That adaptability could make SOL's tokenomics more credible, because scarcity would be tied to ecosystem health rather than a static formula.
The second major element is faster disinflation.
Disinflation means gradually lowering the rate at which new SOL is issued.
Many proof-of-stake networks use that approach because it can make the token more scarce over time and support its long-term value proposition.
For Solana, faster disinflation could help it move from a growth-focused phase into a more mature economic phase, where efficiency, security, and token value become more central.
But there are real trade-offs.
Validators depend on issuance rewards to earn returns.
If those rewards decline too quickly, smaller validators may struggle to stay profitable, especially if their costs are high relative to their stake.
That could affect participation and, ultimately, network security.
So the pacing matters a lot.
The goal isn't simply to cut inflation as fast as possible. It's to reduce it in a way that preserves healthy incentives for the people securing the network.
If adopted, these changes could ripple through several parts of the Solana ecosystem.
First, validator economics may shift. Lower future staking yields could change how validators plan operations and how users think about staking as a long-term strategy.
Second, fee burns could increase attention on organic network usage, because higher activity would generate more fees and potentially larger burns.
Third, the combination of lower issuance and fee-driven supply reduction could make SOL more scarce over time, depending on usage and market conditions.
Fourth, a clearer monetary policy could improve confidence among participants who want more predictability around SOL's future supply.
But none of these outcomes are guaranteed.
The final impact will depend on implementation details, governance decisions, network growth, and broader market conditions.
Still, the direction of the proposals suggests Solana is moving toward a more deliberate and responsive token model.
And a bigger takeaway is that governance is becoming a competitive advantage for blockchains.
Technical performance alone is no longer enough to define a leading platform.
The way a network manages rewards, token supply, and economic policy can also shape its long-term success.
For Solana, the opportunity is to build a monetary system that feels both dynamic and credible.
A fee burn tied to real usage makes the value proposition more intuitive. The more the chain is used, the more that usage can influence token scarcity.
A well-calibrated disinflation path can help maintain long-term value without undermining the incentives needed to keep the network running smoothly.
In short, these proposals are not minor technical adjustments.
They represent an attempt to refine the economic foundations of a major blockchain as it enters a more mature stage of development.
If Solana strikes the right balance between supply reduction, validator incentives, and network growth, these changes could strengthen Sol's long-term value proposition and align token supply more closely with real ecosystem usage.
The next phase of Solana's growth may depend not only on how fast the network can scale, but also on how smart and sustainable its monetary policy becomes.